Several years later, when the famine started and there was no food available outside of Egypt, Joseph's brothers came to Egypt for food and entered his office. He recognized them, but they did not recognize him. When he had given them their due provisions and they were about to leave, he said, "Bring your half-brother to me next time. Do you not see that I give full measure and provide the best hospitality? But if you do not bring him, you shall have no grain, nor shall you even come near me again." They replied, "We shall certainly try our best to get permission from his father. This we will surely do." Joseph told his servants to put his brother's money into their saddlebags secretly, so that they should know about it only when they reached their family, so that they might come back. When Joseph's brothers returned to their father, they said, "Father, grain is henceforth denied unless we take our stepbrother with us. Please send our brother with us so that we may get our measure. We take full responsibility for his safety." He said, "Should I trust you with him as I once trusted you with his brother? Allah is the best protector, and he is the most merciful of the mercy givers." When they opened their baggage, they discovered that their money had been returned to them. "Father," they cried with joy, "what more can we ask for? Here is our money returned back to us. We will buy more food for our family. We will take good care of our brother and obtain an extra camel load of grain. This way it will be easy to add another camel load of grain." Jacob replied, "I will never send him with you until you pledge in the name of Allah that you will surely bring him back to me unless you become helpless." And when they had given their pledge, he said, "Allah is the witness over the pledge you made." Then he said, "My sons, do not enter the capital city of Egypt through one gate. Enter from different gates. Not that I can avail you anything against Allah. This advice is just a precaution, because none can accurately judge except Allah. In Him do I put my trust, and in Him let all the reliant put their trust." When they entered the city as their father had advised, it did not give them any advantage against the will of Allah. Of course, Jacob did his best to avert the fear he had in his heart. Indeed, he possessed the knowledge which we had given him, but most people do not know.